Welcome to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
And we are very pleased to say we are joined in the booth with Jörg. How's it going?
Kia ora, it's going well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in on in the studio today. Mm. Now, you are one of the organisers of the incredible Dankfest, which is happening tonight and tomorrow night, which is very, very exciting stuff.
That's right.
Yeah, and it's got a super stacked lineup and all amazing. We were just discussing, I haven't heard of some of them myself, which is quite cool to have some kind of newer, like, not as maybe well-known bands playing.
Yeah, I mean, you got to platform them, right?
Yeah,
that's
exactly
how they get well-known.
Exactly, yeah. Which is super awesome.
Get them out of the woodworks.
Yeah, for sure. So can you give us a little bit of info on how you kind of decided who was going to be a part of the lineup this year?
So for this year, for every year, we have kind of like a couple of criteria that we sort of keep in mind. A, you got to play cool music.
Yes. Yeah,
so that's sure. Number one. So it's just like Dankfest, dank bands all weekend.
Yes.
next up, we're very aware that oftentimes there's a tendency that it's just sort of a bunch of dudes rocking out on stage.
Yeah.
And that's real lame. I am a dude, don't get me wrong, but like not all of the organizers are dudes, and a big part for us is kind of platforming non-dude musicians.
Yes. Yeah. Very important stuff.
Because non-dude musicians are often overlooked otherwise.
Mm-hmm. It's very good to add them into the representation, especially at something awesome like Dankfest, which has been happening for quite a few years now. Since, was it 2019?
I think 2019, but I might also be lying to you because we've kind of shifted the date around a couple of times. We had a pandemic interruption where we ended up shifting the date around massively, if I remember correctly.
Right.
Yeah. I think I looked it up. I think it's the fifth time we're doing it.
Wow. Oh. That's gone for quite a long time now. Yeah. Can you give us how did you kind of start up Dankfest? What was a bit of the history? It's been running for a while now, which is awesome. Mm. What kind of got it started?
So, all of us who are organizing it have, a big background in playing in, kind of punk music all across the Motu.
Yeah.
And because of that, we have a bunch of great friends all across the Motu that also play punk music. My partner and co-conspirator on this, Lana, came up with the idea that we should really get everyone together in Utipoti to have a sweet fest here. At the time, there was a bit of a gap because there used to be Onslaught for a number of the years, especially in the 2010s, that did exactly that over two weekends. Over two nights on a weekend.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes with a day show as well. And because that had stopped, the bro had been doing it for 10 years or some shit and was just a bit tired of it, which is fair enough.
Yeah.
You know that it takes a lot of energy. We kind of stepped up and had to do it.
Yeah, it's very sick. Very good thing to start off, I reckon. Yeah.
We were just taking a look at the poster for this year's Dankfest promo.
Super, super sick.
It's super sick. We were wondering, do you know who designed it?
And yeah, of course. Of course. So we've been, we have commissioned posters every year so far.
Yeah.
This one, this year's one has been done by Lucy Hunter.
Yeah.
Who is, a great friend of ours, a great musician as well.
Mm.
She is, I think they played last year or the year before with Wet Specimen.
Oh, yeah.
And she's also just a really, 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 really good artist.
Oh, it's insane. Because I was reading the little Under the Radar ad, and they said it was inspired by Hieronymus Bosch's paintings. Do you know what the connection there is? Is there a thematic thing, or is it just a random, this is my
inspo? So, I mean, obviously, a bunch of, Lucy's figurines and all of her artwork, not just in this, are, I think, sort of inspired by the Hieronymus Bosch stuff, especially the... I can think of seeing the part of his hell that is specifically the musician's hell.
Oh, that's so cool.
Where it's I don't know, is it trumpets growing out of butts and things that? It's a wild time.
Wait,
so it's
awesome.
Just the art and the figurines, how they kind of interact and eat each other is very much
oh, that's super
inspired
awesome.
By that.
And, yeah. Oh, well, no wonder you sourced them out. Yeah. Works out
like,
very well.
And I mean, like, over the years, we've just had a bunch of, like, great artists do the posters. And it's always been a pleasure to have them come up with something really, really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. For sure. I feel like the poster as well this year really encapsulates kind of the punky vibe too as well.
Cool, awesome.
I love it. It looks so sick. And then also with the name Dankfest for this festival, what how do you guys get the name Dankfest? Where did that come from?
Look, coming up with a festival name turns out something that is cool, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
It's actually quite hard.
I can imagine,
right? So like, it's sort of the same, I'm not sure, like, it's the same as coming up with a band name that is cool and not just whack. So what we did in a genius move, we asked the internet.
Yes.
And we used a festival name generator that I think Lana found at the time. It kind of gave us a short list.
Yeah.
Among the short list was Wankfest, but since as aforementioned, we're not really into just dude musicians.
That's true.
It wasn't quite good enough, but we could easily change it by just changing a letter, turns out.
Indeed.
And then it's just because it's like dank bands, heavy bands, you know, good bands, all that sort of buzz.
For sure. Works quite perfectly, I feel. I feel like with the name Dankfest, you're expecting like a real awesome, punky kind of night.
Yeah. Awesome.
No.
Well, I'm glad I got you hooked.
Yeah, you definitely did with that name and the awesome posters.
Yeah.
So then we're talking about the name of the festival, the posters. Now, obviously, the meat of the festival.
Yeah.
Who is playing this year? We've mentioned briefly about how you came across these bands, but let's run down. What are some of the bands playing over the next
two nights? Some of the very cool bands playing over the next two nights are Uno Juno, Pesk, Fleshbug, Fog from Ponake, as well as Displeasure from Ponake. They're great friends that have come down and that are always real keen to play. And we got Hoha, Crime Hospital, Festering Death, Pearly, Soul Seller, Butcher's Metal Glue, Guardians, Vagina Dryer, and Sex House.
Nice.
So stacked.
Yes.
Of punk goodness.
Yeah, punk alternative. You know, like we try to, let's not kill ourselves in this city. You can't really do only punk because you get like your 10 punk mates to come to your show. And if you kind of just like widen the radius a little bit and you play with just like other people that do like maybe what you might call alternative music. I don't know. Just get them all together and you get like a much better time because you get
a variety of
like all the like folk that are into alternative music intermingling. You know, that's a good time.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Is there any particular band you're excited on seeing this year? I know it's a tough selection.
Oh, it is. Like a tough selection. I am incredibly excited on all of them. I'm really looking forward to seeing like friends who come down from Wellington and Fog and Displeasure because I get much less opportunity seeing them being on our wee little oil rig of the South Island down here rather than on the mainland. Yeah, so I think those two, I've quite enjoyed the last Pearly sets I've seen. And the like finishing acts on each night. So tonight we got Sex House playing last, and tomorrow night Guardians are playing last, which should really kind of shift the vibe into much more of like a party dance atmosphere than anything else. And that should be a good time too for everyone.
Yeah, for sure. Can you give us some info for the listeners out there on how they may get their hands on a ticket, or what's some info for the festival?
I mean, you better hurry up. I think the like pre-sales close probably at 5:30. I think for the day is usually UTI's time. And you can get a weekend pass for $35. That includes your booking fee.
Oh, that's so ideal.
And otherwise, you can rock up to the Crown and hope that there's still door sales. Door sales are $20 each night.
Sweet as. Nice. If you've got no plans this weekend, listeners, head along to the Crown for some awesome Dankfest goodness.
For a boogie.
Yeah, come on down. Should also mention, because you haven't, we're doing an all-ages show. They're somewhat separate, called Dankfest Rangatahi Rumble tomorrow afternoon at yours.
Yeah.
That is going to be much more family friendly than the Crown Hotel in that it is a non-drinking venue.
Yes.
And it's during the day, doors from 2:30, bands from 3:30. We've got three rangatahi bands from down here playing with some of the main acts the festival.
What are some of the bands playing for that?
So we've got the rangatahi bands that are playing are Noxious, Grit Cult, Talking Furniture, and Aries. And they're playing with Pearly, Festering Death, and Fog.
That's awesome.
And that is free for under 18s, and otherwise you pay $10.
Oh, nice.
Cheap as then.
Yeah, it's... thanks for the great support from the Dunedin City Council's Creative Community Scheme.
Yes.
Rules.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for joining us today to have a chat about Dankfest, and to all the listeners out there, go grab your hands on a ticket or hopefully rock up and there'll be a door sale for you because it sounds very, very sick.
Yeah, wouldn't want to miss it. It's going to be good. Hopefully we'll see you there.
Kia ora, thanks for having me.
And coming up next, we have some Dankfest OGs, you could say. We've got Dale Kerrigan lined up with their track Bad Grade, so I hope you enjoy and keep it locked on the one, and don't forget to check out the Dankfest gig this weekend. Keep it locked on the one.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.